When most people think about a conflict with Iran, they picture rising gas prices or tension in the Middle East. But the ripple effects reach much further than the gas pump. One of the most overlooked consequences of conflict in this region is its impact on fertilizer, the invisible foundation of modern food production. Without enough affordable fertilizer, farmers grow less food, and when farmers grow less food, grocery prices climb and shelves can thin out. The connection between a faraway conflict and your dinner table is real, even if it takes months to fully show up. This article breaks down how geopolitical tension turns into fertilizer shortages, what history teaches us about supply shocks like this one, how the slow squeeze hits American farmers and shoppers, and most importantly, what you can do right now to protect your own food security. The goal here is not to scare you. It is to help you understand the system, see the warning signs early, and take simple steps that build real resilience for you and your family. How we got here, from geopolitics to empty fields. To understand how a conflict with Iran reaches your kitchen, you have to follow a chain of cause and effect. It starts with energy. Iran is a major player in global oil and natural gas markets. The country sits next to the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow shipping lane that handles roughly a fifth of the world's oil trade. When conflict flares in this region, traders worry about supply disruptions, and energy prices spike across the globe. This is the first link in the chain. Why natural gas matters so much? Here is the part most people miss. Natural gas is not just a fuel for heating homes and generating electricity. It is the main raw material used to make nitrogen fertilizer. Nitrogen fertilizer is produced through a process that pulls nitrogen from the air and combines it with hydrogen, and that hydrogen comes from natural gas. In simple terms, natural gas is the key ingredient. When natural gas prices rise, the cost of making fertilizer rises right along with it. This means that anything pushing up global energy prices, including conflict near major oil and gas supplies, also pushes up the cost of growing food. Fertilizer plants in Europe and other regions have shut down production in the past when gas became too expensive to justify making fertilizer at all. Less production means less supply. From raw materials to empty shelves at the COOP. The supply chain does not stop at production. The same conflict can disrupt shipping routes, raise transportation costs, and create uncertainty that makes suppliers hold back inventory. Some fertilizer ingredients and finished products travel through the very regions affected by tension. When ships face higher insurance costs or reroute to avoid danger zones, delivery slows and prices climb again. By the time this works its way down to the farmer buying supplies at the local co-op, the result is clear. Fertilizer costs more, and sometimes it is simply harder to find. A farmer who needs a certain amount to grow a healthy crop may face higher bills or shortages right when planting season arrives. That single foreign conflict, several steps removed, has now reached the field where your food grows. Understanding this chain helps explain why something happening thousands of miles away can quietly shape what ends up on your plate months later. Echoes of the past, lessons from recent supply shocks. This is not the first time the world has watched a conflict or energy crisis ripple into food production. Looking at history helps us understand what to expect and how long the effects might last. The 1970s energy and fertilizer shocks. In the 1970s, oil embargoes sent energy prices soaring. Because fertilizer production depends on energy, fertilizer prices jumped too. Farmers cut back on use, yields suffered in some areas, and food prices climbed throughout the decade. It took years for markets to stabilize. The lesson was simple but lasting. Energy and food are deeply linked, and a shock to one becomes a shock to the other. The 2008 food price crisis. In 2008, a mix of high energy costs, rising demand, and market speculation drove food and fertilizer prices to record highs. Fertilizer prices in particular spiked dramatically in a short period. Some countries restricted food exports to protect their own people, which made global shortages worse. Food riots broke out in several nations. The crisis eased within a year or two, but it showed how quickly fear and hoarding can turn a price increase into a genuine supply problem. The 2022 Russia and Ukraine War. The most recent and most relevant example came in 2022. Russia is one of the largest exporters of fertilizer and key fertilizer ingredients, and both Russia and Ukraine are major grain producers. When war broke out, fertilizer prices roughly doubled in many markets, and grain exports were disrupted. Farmers around the world faced painful choices about how much to plant and how much fertilizer they could afford. Prices stayed elevated for well over a year before easing. The pattern across all three events is clear. Supply shocks tend to unfold slowly at first, then build. Governments often respond with export limits or subsidies, which can ease their own situation but worsen the global picture. Effects can last anywhere from one growing season to several years. The biggest lesson for readers is this. These crises are survivable, but the people who prepared early always weather them better than those who waited until shelves were bare. The ticking clock, impact on U.S. farmers and food supply. One of the trickiest things about fertilizer shortages is the delay. The effects do not show up overnight. They build slowly, then arrive all at once. Understanding this timeline is the difference between being prepared and being caught off guard. Why the effect is delayed? Farming runs on a calendar. Decisions made today shape harvest months from now. If fertilizer is too expensive or hard to get during planting season, a farmer might plant fewer acres, switch to crops that need less fertilizer, or simply use less than the ideal amount. None of these choices show up in the grocery store right away. They show up at harvest, and then later still when that food reaches shelves and dinner tables. This lag is exactly why so many people underestimate the threat until it is too late to act easily. The financial squeeze on farmers. American farmers operate on thin margins. Many borrow money each year to pay for seed, fuel, equipment, and fertilizer, then pay it back after harvest. When fertilizer costs surge, those input costs eat into already slim profits. A farmer facing a doubling of fertilizer prices may take on more debt, plant less, or gamble on a smaller crop. If the harvest comes up short or prices do not cooperate, that debt becomes a serious burden. Some smaller operations may not survive several bad seasons in a row. This financial strain quietly reshapes how much food gets grown across the country. How IT reaches your grocery cart. When farmers grow less or spend more to grow the same amount, those costs travel down the supply chain. Reduced yields mean tighter supply. Higher production costs mean higher wholesale prices. Eventually, this reaches consumers as higher grocery bills and, in worse cases, occasional shortages of certain items. Grain prices in particular ripple widely because grain feeds livestock, so higher grain costs raise the price of meat, eggs, and dairy too. The key takeaway is the timeline. The worst effects of a fertilizer shortage might be 6 months to a year away, not next week. That delay is actually good news, because it gives you time to prepare now while options are still wide open and prices are still reasonable. Acting before the crunch hits is always easier than scrambling after. Building resilience, grow, store, and buy local. The good news is that you are not powerless. While you cannot control global energy markets or fertilizer prices, you can take real steps to protect your own household. These actions are practical insurance, and they move you toward greater independence at the same time. Grow some of your own food. You do not need a farm to make a difference. Even a small survival garden can produce a meaningful amount of food. A few raised beds, some containers on a patio, or a sunny window can grow tomatoes, peppers, herbs, leafy greens, and beans. These crops are forgiving and productive. If you have more space, consider potatoes, squash, and other staples that store well. Composting kitchen scraps and yard waste creates free, natural fertilizer, which is especially smart when commercial fertilizer is expensive. Saving seeds from your healthiest plants reduces your dependence on stores even further. Start small, learn as you go, and expand each season. Store and preserve your harvest. Growing food is only half the battle. Learning to store it stretches your effort across the whole year. Canning, freezing, drying, and fermenting are time-tested methods that let you preserve a summer harvest for winter meals. Root vegetables like potatoes, carrots, and onions store for months in a cool, dark spot. Dried beans and grains last for years when kept sealed and dry. Building these skills now means you will know exactly what to do when your garden produces more than you can eat at once. Build a resilient pantry. Beyond your garden, a well-stocked pantry is one of the simplest forms of food security. Focus on shelf-stable staples your family actually eats, such as rice, beans, pasta, canned goods, cooking oil, and dried foods. Buy a little extra each shopping trip and rotate your stock so nothing goes to waste. A pantry that covers several weeks to a few months gives you a cushion against price spikes and temporary shortages, and it lets you buy in bulk when prices are low rather than high. Connect with local farmers. One of the most powerful steps you can take is building direct relationships with the people who grow food near you. Visit farmers markets, join a community-supported agriculture program, or buy directly from a local farm. These connections shorten the supply chain dramatically. Local food does not depend on long shipping routes or fragile global systems. Supporting nearby farmers also strengthens your whole community, keeping food production close to home where you can count on it. Get to know these growers before a crisis hits, not during one. A casual prepper who stays educated and builds local ties is far better positioned than someone who waits for trouble to arrive. A conflict thousands of miles away can quietly reach your kitchen through the hidden link between energy, fertilizer, and food. History shows these supply shocks are real, but it also shows they are survivable for those who prepare early. The delay in how these effects unfold is your opportunity. Use this time wisely. Plant a small garden, learn to store what you grow, stock a sensible pantry, and connect with farmers in your area. None of these steps require you to panic or spend a fortune. They simply build a buffer between your family and a fragile global system. Staying educated and taking small, steady action is how ordinary people turn uncertainty into resilience.